Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Before we do that, though, some people also sending in more of Houstonians who should have a statue. And I'm going to be honest. This is a real blind spot for me because I love the artist. Did not know he was a Houstonian. I accept my lumps here. Johnny Guitar Watson, Fifth Ward.
Yep.
Did not realize that. Like, that is a big miss by me from the 346. James Harden at the strip club for the girls he put through
college. He's got his banner hanging or jersey.
Jersey,
or whatever.
Jersey retired. But, I mean, hey, take it the next step. He's a real one. He's a real one. People brought up Patrick Swayze, Dr. Red Duke. Scarface.
Oh, that's a good one.
A lot of ones. I know Patrick Swayze was from here.
Yeah, born and raised, man.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. In fact, Wes Anderson, I realized, is from Houston as well. Did not realize that. Filmmaker, with a very whimsical style. Yeah.
Is Hillary Duff from here? I seen somebody tweet that.
That sounds right.
Somebody said they didn't know it was from. She was from here.
Yeah, that sounds
I didn't realize that.
We'll have to figure that one out.
We will have to figure that one out. Before we do that, we got to go around the NFL. And one of the biggest things, and I guess this is weird to start around the NFL because he is no longer an NFL player. However, obviously, his name rings out because he's, I mean, one of the better wide receivers that we've seen in quite a while. I don't even know how much we want to talk about him in the historical context, but, I mean, he's in there somewhere. His name is Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when you talk about him, his stellar football play, kind of secondary. Now, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
And this is another one because apparently he's wanted for murder. Not really a better way to throw that one out there, is there?
And, okay, well, you saw the video. We were talking about that during the break. And wanted for murder. But it was really weird because now they're saying that that some guys tried to jump him or something.
Sorry, attempted murder.
Yeah, I was about to say, was it attempted?
Attempted murder. Attempted murder.
And also, according to reports, you know, depending on what you want to believe, like, took a guard's gun?
Right. So what happened is this came from, like, the boxing event in Miami in May. And so what happened was there was a fight where, and there's video of this that has been circulating on social media as well. But there was a fight that happened. And according to Antonio Brown, he was jumped. And as somebody who, you know, has watched a lot of fight videos on the internet in my time. Does look like a junkman jumping to me. Like, I don't know, Figgy, did you see any of this fight video?
I didn't. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What, did it look like he was getting beat up? Or
I mean, he held his own. Okay. I will say, he did hold his own. And you know what? I'm doing the thing where I send you the video right at this moment so you can watch it in real time. There's multiple angles. There's a lot of combatants. I don't know who's on whose side. Some of them look like security at times. I couldn't identify him
for a while.
Because
there's so many bodies flying around.
Yeah, because I did hear a headline not too long ago about him, somebody attempting to take his chain.
Yeah.
And maybe that was him. Because, again, this is something that happened back in May.
Yeah.
But then we've seen, now I see an additional video of him walking through kind
like
of some
away
level
from
of,
it. Yeah.
Yeah, away from it or what have you. And the accusation is that he grabbed the gun of a security guard, and you can see him with gun in hand as he walks past this person with their phone out getting video, and then soon thereafter, once he is out of view, you hear pop, Like, you hear a couple of shots, and of course, as what happens with a place where there's a whole bunch of people and shots ring out, everybody scatters.
Everybody runs.
That is the modus operandi in that moment, is to run and scatter. But, I mean, goodness gracious, Antonio Brown. Like, I mean, I could talk about a foul from grace, but we're well beyond that point.
Yeah,
like,
it's been a fall from grace.
Like, this is just, this is insane, right? So the warrant requires him to post a $10,000 bond and remain under house arrest pending trial. But this, I mean, the tough part about it is, like, I don't even know what the real, like, problem is for him after. Like, if he managed to beat this case or whatever and still exists, like, this doesn't really change the perception, like, a perception of him. He is just Antonio Brown, where people view him and they make the CTE jokes or whatever, and just that boy not right.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's sad about this is, I don't even know if this is any, like, this is not going to be a wake-up call for him. And
was it a surprise to see the headline?
Yes, because once you get to attempted murder, that feels like that's another step, right? Yeah. Like, even if you viewed him as some level of, you know, I guess, violent.
Unhinged,
type person, that was more like, I mean, physical violence, which I guess this was to a certain point. Yeah. That additional step of going and getting that Roscoe is something else entirely.
Yeah. No, I frankly wasn't, maybe to a smaller degree, like you said, because of the gun and the shots and all that. But this is a guy that flies off the handle and does very unhinged things.
Right. And again, I'm not no lawyer. That has been made abundantly clear over the last couple of days. But, I mean, serious time on that one.
Oh, yeah.
And this he might just be end up, you know, behind bars for a decent amount of time, which is, I mean, really sad to see for a guy who, I mean, at the very least, has played some really fun football that we saw. And you hope that he would find, like, this is why I have a little problem with all the Kiki and those happening behind. Oh, man, he's sending all these funny tweets. I was like, this is clearly dude.
I was just
going
to ask, is he going to tweet about this?
I mean, maybe. I'm going to be completely honest, though. I don't look at his Twitter anymore.
It's just entertaining.
Honestly, I think he has somebody else running his Twitter.
You think?
I don't know if it was directly him doing all them funny tweets.
Mm-hmm.
I think he hired somebody to run his account.
Maybe.
To play his account. I think a lot of people do that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, so that's a thing that's happening. Some other things around the NFL. Actually, NFL related. Looks like the NFLPA is getting out here and advocating for their players again, especially in this time period as we head towards the 2025 season. They're back on a particular war path, and that is a renewed call for grass fields. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the league's position has been very much and when I say the league, I want to be careful about and clear who I'm talking about. Team owners, right, have been very clear that they want to have these abilities to have, you know, artificial turf in various places. Obviously, some people have domes and not necessarily the easy ability to grow and maintain grass, at least not for, you know, a relatively cheap way of doing it. That's the standpoint of the owners. But the players are like, look, man, especially as you see with the World Cup coming up in 2026, the host cities, they have to have grass of a particular type. In fact, I was watching a video of the New Jersey farm, farm, where they're growing the turf as we speak for that will be used at the Link in Philadelphia for the games that are hosted there. they're porting in all that grass and all of that under the expense that's necessary in order to host a World Cup game, because FIFA is like, look, no, these are the rules in order for the men to play, is that you have to have grass, but to a very particular standard. And I mean, as much research has been done, the NFL continues to point to like cost as a reason why they don't want to do this. And of course, like they'll do the science that they believe that they want to throw out there and say that, you know, there's negligible difference between artificial turf or what have you, or these hybrid mixes as opposed to like natural grass. But this is a place where the NFLPA seems to want to really push hard on.
It's a good time for them to do it, based on, you know, as you mentioned, they're going to be putting grass in for the World Cup. But here's where it gets sticky. And we have that. We have this right here at NRG. You know, they've tried. They've tried to have grass in there. Remember the pallets? They were like, 20 feet long or whatever it was. And I believe that's the field that D'Amico tore his Achilles on, was those pallets, because they had a lot of creases in it and stuff. And I could be wrong on that. But it's very cost prohibitive, not prohibitive. It's very expensive.
Yes.
But it can be done. And the difference between grass for the World Cup and grass for 17, 18 games is a big difference, because you have to grow it outside. Like here, you can't grow grass in the stadium. Cannot do it. They've tried. I mean, because the hole on the roof is so constricting,
right?
You know, and such. And there are other stadiums like that. I'd love to see it. I would love for the NFLPA to win here. I think the NFL owners are going to ultimately win on this thing.
And what's the tough part about it for me is anytime the NFLPA jumps up or any kind of conversations about labor negotiation between them, I know where the leverage stands, and it's with the owners every single time. And we understand the circumstances that make it that case. For the PA to get something major done, it's a lot of capital. It's a lot of I guess, for lack of a better term, political capital that they use in order to get there. I'm like, do they have enough first and foremost for this one? And two, what other wants are they going to have to neglect in order to get this one through?
Literally have to give up.
This one feels like one of the big pushes that you get, as opposed to maybe one of those small things that you can negotiate or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is an interesting thought to ask, though. If a new stadium does come, is that something that the Texans would be invested in, is doing something where they, within the design elements, they make sure the natural grass is a part of it, akin to how Daikin Park is, where, you know, they do have that retractable roof and they utilize it in order to maintain the grass turf.
I think that's a great point. And I gut feeling, I think they would probably want that. I think most players, including with the Texans, have voiced, you know, their preference for natural grass.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Some other things around the NFL. Friday the 13th, ladies and gentlemen.
How about that? I forgot about that.
Yeah. Keep the good vibes, right? No, you don't have to necessarily subscribe to it. However, it did provide an interesting opportunity for Kevin Patra of NFL.com to throw up some of the NFL's most unlucky players in the 2024 season.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, I won't hold out on you here, a Texan is on here for a particular reason. Would you like to take a guess?
I won't look at it. I have it here, but I won't look at it.
Would you like to take a guess as to who the Texan is that shows up as one of the unluckiest players?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is injury related, and that would be Tank Dell.
That one feels apt. Yeah. That one absolutely feels apt. It's not the one that they mentioned here, but I think that one absolutely feels apt. So I would not blame you at all for guessing that. He definitely has felt like he's unlucky when you talk about season-ending injury, being shot. Another season-ending injury.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine that he hasn't, right? Obviously, these are all circumstances that, one, to be fair, has been incredible for him to battle back from, and excited to see how he's able to battle back from this latest. I mean, really catastrophic. The CLs, everything. Man. That's really, really tough. So, yeah, it's easy to throw him up there. Not the guy that they threw up here.
Who was the unluckiest Texan?
I'm trying to think from the top of my – I keep going injury, too. Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs didn't pop up here either. You guys are thinking from the injury perspective.
Yeah.
Would you agree if I say Nico Collins is the man who they talk about as being unlucky here?
I would not agree.
Can you explain that a little bit?
I would not agree.
Here's the explanation. Collins had 142 receiving yards negated by penalty in 2024.
Oh.
Which was the most in the NFL.
That's where they're going. So what would he have had? He would have.
That is a great question there, John Lopez. What would Nico Collins have had if you then add on the 104, a whole nother additional really good football game performance of 142 yards receiving onto the 1,006 yard in 12 games season. Yes.
In 12 games, he would have had 1,200 yards?
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
So it sounded like the offensive line cost them a little bit of money.
Yeah. Thanks, Laramie.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. I wanted to leave the room for you to do that. Gosh, Nico Collins is so good. Like, I feel like there should be another larger takeaway, but it just goes, man, he's so good.
He's good for 100 a game.
Basically.
He's good for 100
just
a game.
Imagine us watching the game in real time, and it's like a bomb. Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's coming back.
Yeah, well, we didn't have to imagine it.
It happened a few times. Some other texts that people are throwing out there is possibly unlucky. Joe Mixon, to some degree. Mm-hmm. Maybe you talk about, like, I feel like there could be a little bit of luck that the NFL could change themselves by actually officiating this hip drop tackle.
That's a good one.
In a proper facet. But, I mean,
his offensive line.
Exactly. Yeah. The run blocking of this, absolutely. And I'm very intrigued to see, even if you're just like, still remains to be seen how much actual push you get up front. Mm-hmm. But even just like a more cohesive run game, especially as orchestrated by a guy in Nick Cayley who seems like he has a solid run game, mm-hmm. as evidence, if for no other reason, the idea, again, the reporting was that Nick Cayley brought him in, Sean McVay is the name that I was trying to get out. All those other words were not Sean McVay. But Sean McVay brought Nick Cayley in to try and help revamp the run game from what it had previously been to what it was now. Mm-hmm. And you saw Kyren Williams was fantastic in that. And they were able to do some good things with that offensive line. Yeah. I'm very intrigued to see what you're able to do with this offensive line. But I think even more interesting running back options on the backside, if for no other reason, just Joe Mixon is back there. So that could be really fun as well. And, of course, C.J. Stroud comes in. Very, very fair.
Well, for the same reason as Mixon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, I mean, you could also talk about the lack of luck that he had with maybe play calling. Mm-hmm. That's also a portion of it.
That's right.
So, there you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop on a Friday the 13th edition on Sports Radio 610. From the 979, 67 today, born on Friday the 13th in 58. It's been a relatively lucky run.
It's been good for you, man.
There you go. And, I mean, look, there's. Obviously, there's a lot more that factors in to get to 67. But, I mean, there's some good fortune in there just making it to this time. So salute to you, my friend. And then someone else was texting earlier, and I do want to make sure I go back and find this, that they wanted the good vibes out there because they have a showcase in Atlanta today.
Oh, so I texted them back. Go get them.
Yeah, they're putting on for Houston, they said, out there in Atlanta. So whatever the showcase is for, hey, kill them dead or break a leg if that's necessary, or don't break a leg if that is somehow out of out of pocket.
Or just for the salute.
Particular showcase.
Salute.
Yeah, there you go. All right, you're in the loop here. Coming up next, this is something that we thought about. I think we might have done once or twice, but we haven't done it in a while. And so I feel like John Lopez needs to go ahead and put on his robe because I want to take you into the courtroom of the Honorable Judge John Lopez.
I need John
Lopez to rule on a couple of these things that are happening in the sports world, and we will do that next.
Mm-hmm. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.